Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the skies over Israel are clear with a gentle breeze sweeping through Jerusalem. Tel Aviv enjoys a bright day, perfect for a stroll along the beach. In Haifa, the sun is shining, providing a warm start to the morning. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports just in that Israel has defied Trump by striking Iranian military and fuel targets. Iran and Houthis fired missiles at Israel, which were intercepted. No injuries were reported. Also, earlier this hour, JNS reports that the U.S. Embassy in Israel has ordered its staff to shelter in place. This follows Iranian missile barrages and ongoing strikes by the IDF on targets in Iran. Also this hour, according to Axios, Israel struck Iranian military targets earlier today. This marks a new phase in the conflict and is the first attack on Iran since the April ceasefire. Separately from Forward, Trump has urged Iran to make a deal after Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time in 2 months. And finally, JTA reports that Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal struck by Lebanon and Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. Honest Reporting, a media watchdog, writing just minutes ago, criticized MS Now for framing the conflict as equal exchanges between Israel and Iran. They emphasized that Hezbollah violated the ceasefire first. Open Source Intel, an analyst account, posted that the petrochemical plant in Mashhad, Iran, continues to burn hours after an Israeli strike this morning. Israel Radar, providing regional updates, reported explosions in Tehran following Israeli strikes in several locations. Let's go deeper. Starting with the ongoing strikes, the Times of Israel notes that Israel targeted Iranian air defenses and other strategic assets. This action is in response to increased missile threats from Iran and its proxies. The strikes could escalate tensions in the region, affecting both military and civilian dynamics. Turning to the U.S. Embassy's shelter-in-place order, JNS highlights that the embassy's consular sections are closed. This precaution follows the Iranian missile barrages. The situation underscores the heightened security risks for foreign entities in Israel right now. Meanwhile, Axios reports that Israel's recent military actions against Iran are significant as they break the ceasefire established in April. This development may complicate diplomatic efforts and challenge existing peace processes. In the political arena, Forward reveals that Trump is calling for negotiations with Iran. This comes amid rising tensions and missile exchanges, potentially opening a diplomatic path amidst the conflict. Finally, JTA's report on Hezbollah's rejection of a ceasefire deal could further destabilize the region. The U.S. House's move to constrain Trump's powers may also alter the landscape of U.S. involvement in regional conflicts. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that NATO armies are examining a dramatic Israeli upgrade. Elbit demonstrated a new digital ground forces system in Sweden, highlighting the innovation's potential for European militaries. Separately, KeyTech shares insights from Onyx Security, whose director emphasizes the company's commitment to maintaining local operations while fulfilling global obligations. And finally, Globes reports that Elron and Rafael are set to invest $300 million in dual-use companies over the next 3 years. This venture aims to boost innovation and technology development in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.